95.5 KLOS, Southern California's rock station. Kevin and Sluggo in the afternoon.
Hey, you got 9 cents I could borrow? I want to buy some stuff. I need about 9 cents.
I don't have 9 cents on me.
Oh, it's not on the list anymore. Never mind. All right, never mind. Doesn't matter.
We're having fun, aren't we?
Yeah. It's just a good time for all.
It's a good time for all. Let's talk about the show today,
Alrighty.
Shall we? Give me five.
Yeah, it's all about songs with back in the title. So I wonder if Back in Black will make the list. But, you know, it's up to you. 818-955-KLOS. We're going to get a little closer to 5 o'clock. What do you got with
it? Says the guy who wears an AC/DC shirt
pretty much every day. I should write it on this one since it's not on here.
Yeah, true. Yeah. So that's coming up at 5 o'clock. We're going to talk about drunk texts at 4 o'clock.
Well, I didn't mean to text you, Mom. Just ignore that. You've seen it before.
Which I know a lot about.
It's been a while, but...
We've got some Florida stories. We've got a story about Green Day... And the KLOS name game.
Yeah, speaking of some cash, speaking of money, it's worth $10,600 this hour.
Before 4 o'clock.
Damn!
On 95.5 KLOS. When's it cool to talk?
Never.
Okay.
Let's just not do it anymore. $10,600?
That is the KLOS name game, and we're going to do it this hour before 4 o'clock.
I mean, look at all that money. Mm-hmm. That's crazy. Let's just steal it and get out of here.
If we could have done that, we would have done it when it was, what was the high last time?
You know,
17 grand?
We blew it.
19 grand?
Whatever, man. It's now's the time. It was the highest was 19,000
yes.
for Benji the Hunted.
Yes.
And we blew it.
We should have stolen it then.
Let's not blow it this time.
All right.
Let's go.
So we may have 10,600. We may not. You're going to have to listen and find out.
Okay, bye.
Let's talk about Florida for a second. Florida stories are fascinating.
Indeed.
Florida police attempt to wrangle an alligator on the beach.
Oh, my God. This is a great story. I love this story.
Police in Florida responded to a beach to round up what appeared to be a large alligator.
And that happens a lot out there. You know, they do have to go out and get the gators off the beach so they don't eat the tourists.
I'm really happy to not live in an area where there are alligators.
Me too, man.
That's just not for me.
No.
That's God saying, don't live there.
Right.
There's alligators. They will eat you.
They will consume you.
They will eat you whole.
And they will laugh.
No, thank you.
Nope.
So there was a large alligator, but
it was at night, and, you know, it was out there on the beach, mm-hmm. and they're going to have to go out and deal with this damn thing. So they sneak up to it.
And they, you know, touch its tail
mm-hmm.
to kind of see if it's
how lively
aggressive.
Is it? Yeah.
Lively, whatever. Mm-hmm. The video shows the officer poking at the tail of the reptile, learning that it was actually a well-designed sand sculpture. That's pretty good work.
It is. It looks very real.
It looks great.
Yes. I've heard someone recently, I believe on this station, saying they could make one and it would look just as real, but I'm not sure.
Is that right?
Yeah. Earlier today, this morning.
I mean. All right.
And I think it's a challenge now.
I would like to see that.
But not everybody, thinks that. I mean, I can see where this case, I'm not really laughing at them because somebody set them up and did a great job.
You're not laughing at the police. No, agreed.
For once.
Agreed, because it really looks like an alligator.
Yes.
But imagine how dumb you are, how dumb you feel.
Oh, my God.
Because you have to really take your safety into account.
Sure, of course.
You have to make sure you come from the right angles.
And you know whoever did it's out there laughing their ass off at you?
Probably, yeah.
But you start to touch it and it starts to crumble.
Yes, hilarious.
It's like out of something out of Doctor Who.
Quote, we love the talented people creating works of art in the sand. But with it being turtle nesting season, remember to flatten sandcastles and sculptures before you leave.
They always find an angle.
That?
Nobody on Earth.
Who does that?
Just finding an angle that you guys were bad guys.
Nobody flattens sandcastles.
You're going to kill the poor little turtles.
You do your best. You go out the next day and he goes, it's still
gone.
Standing?
Of course not. There's a little hump. That's all that there ever is.
The sex turtles, the sea turtles will thank you.
I love that band, the Sex Turtles. They're awesome.
Turtles. I mean, they are having sex. I mean, that is what's happening.
Wait, where is your mind?
I don't know.
That's damn, dude.
Your chance to play the KLOS name game is coming up in a few minutes. We'll tell you when to call.
It's a mere $10,600 on the line this hour, so...
This is how this is written. I'm going to read from an article. I'm not a huge cover band guy, mostly because if I wanted to hear a local dad belt the lyrics to AC/DC, then I'd just go drink garage beers with my neighbor Greg until he blacked out. I'd estimate that one out of every 10 cover bands is worth actually hanging around to listen
to. Tribute bands, one out of 50, I would say. Especially if you go to Vegas and hear those. Oh, my God. I'm like, please stop.
The rest are just groups of dudes trying to get the nights away from their wives one Journey song at a time.
Who wrote this? I love them.
But every once in a while, you do get a dope-ass cover band playing dope-ass songs, and it makes the night. The only thing that could possibly be better would be if the band were actually at the show where they were being covered and started singing along, which is exactly what happened with Green Day.
What? Really?
Yes.
What?
The name of the band, the name of the band is Borderline Toxic.
Borderline Toxic covering Green Day.
They were doing Green Day. They're a Green Day cover band.
Right.
In London.
In London. Okay. Right. All right. So Green Day was in the audience?
So they're playing the song.
Wow.
And Green Day is in the audience.
What?
And Billy Joe Armstrong goes,
I knew that song.
I'm going to jump on stage and help him sing this song.
Yeah, you are.
Now, the audio here is kind of weak because it's on a phone from somebody at a bar.
Sure.
You know how it goes.
Yeah.
But he jumps up and starts singing with the lead singer.
Wow.
Yeah, which
did they immediately recognize him?
Oh,
they must
of course.
Have.
They were a Green Day cover
must
band.
Have freaked the hell out. Wow.
Listen to this. Right there's where he kicked in. It was one of those situations, too, where you know how people go crazy?
Yeah.
I've never been that person.
No.
Where you're screaming, oh, well, my God!
Yeah, I could do that, I guess, every once in a while. If I see something, I'm like, yeah.
Really?
Yes.
I don't think
time.
I'm that guy. I think I'm like, wow, that's
really
cool.
I mean, if I were there at a pub in London and Billy Joe jumped on stage, and clearly we've had several to drink already,
right?
I would lose it. I'd be like, wow, check it out!
That's what they were all doing, which
that's
is why it's hard
awesome.
To hear the audio from the band. Because everybody's yelling.
I mean, you can imagine all of a sudden, you know, the guy you emulate is standing next to you doing it.
That's what
you.
She says in their Instagram post. My childhood hero joined us on stage at our own gig.
Bloody hell.
Isn't
that
crazy?
Cool.
I love it.
Awesome.
95.5 KLOS, Southern California's rock station. Kevin and Sligo in the afternoon. Drunk text is what we're going to talk about this hour.
I know one you've sent recently. I'm down here at the beach watching the sex turtles.
I did, yeah. I didn't text that, though. I just said it. This is a tweet.
Turtles.
A tweet where a guy says, last night I was so drunk I replied to my own text. So the first text says, are you in town? And then later he saw that and responded, nah, mate, I'm home now. To himself.
Pretty sure I did that once. Pretty sure.
I have quite a history of drunk texts.
Yes, you do. Man, oh
Coachella.
Man. Yes, Coachella in particular.
Especially.
You could tell, like, the drunker you got, the more just letters, random numbers and letters.
And my good friends screenshot it and put it everywhere.
Cat Corbett was really
Cat
good
is a bastard.
At grabbing your texts, as it were, if you will. Oh, my God. Those are stunners.
I mean, there were times when I would look at it and go, I don't know
what
means.
What was I saying?
I don't have any idea.
The good thing is you were clearly having a good time, a great time.
Yeah, and I was trying to find Cat.
Oh, looking for the sex turtles.
What stage are they on?
They rock.
So, drunk texts.
What have you sent? What have you received?
Sent or received? 818-955-KLOS.
You ever answered your own text? I think I've done that.
Really?
I'm really sure I did.
I don't think
maybe
I've ever done that.
10 years ago, like when I was first starting texting, and I looked down, I texted me, I'm here. I'm like, oh, that was me.
That is hilarious, responding
sure.
to your own text.
Yeah, that's
so
wow.
Let's put that on top. If you responded to your own text, that's hilarious.
You start getting mad at yourself. Well, where are you then?
You might have texted the wrong people when you were drunk.
Mm-hmm.
That you could also call with that.
Mm-hmm.
Or you could text like I do where no one can understand anything. That has ever been said in that text. 818-955-KLOS. We're talking about texting while drunk. The example that we gave you was a guy who responded to himself.
Hey, bro,
where are you? And then he wrote to himself.
I'm at home.
I'm at home, mate. And then he was like, oh, I just responded to myself on text. 818-955-KLOS. Hello.
I got not a weird text, but I got a FaceTime from somebody that was really weird.
Whoa, talk to us.
Excellent.
Tell us.
It was somebody I'd worked with at a job, and all of a sudden, probably like 6 months later, I get a call with FaceTime on it, and it's him without a shirt off sitting in front of his barbecue. And it was like, okay.
Did he do it on purpose? Or was it an accident?
I think it was, I don't even know. I can't even say that was a butt dial. I mean, it was just, I have no idea. Who knows who he meant to send it to.
That's fantastic. Right. Thank you.
Thank you for calling. 818-955-KLOS.
Drunk texts.
Were you ever in the marching band, Kevin?
No.
Neither was I. I have no musical talent whatsoever. I was hoping you were so I could mock.
No.
I wanted to mock.
I would mock as well.
We're jerks.
So stupid Kat Corbett already posted me some of my...
She posted one of your texts
from Coachella? Some of my texts from Coachella.
Oh,
yeah.
Sweet.
And there's just... It's nonsense. It's just nonsense.
Where can you find those?
I retweeted it. Or nice. At Kat Corbett.
Kat Corbett.
Uh-huh.
Right on, Kat.
Yeah, she's
you
great.
Rule.
Yeah, you rule. That's great. Everyone loves it. You're texting while you're drunk. KLOS, hello.
Hey, this is Mark from Downey. It's a long-time listener, first-time caller.
Thank you.
I just want to say thank you so much for backing up St. Jude, and I appreciate the hoodie and the T-shirt.
Thank you for backing up St. Jude as well.
Yeah, very nice.
I'm a construction worker, and I got this superintendent who's a micromanager, and he just follows you around and talks to you all day. He can't get nothing done.
So hate it.
I sent him a text. I go, look, man, I'm going to have to lock you in the office so we can get some work done today. Then I see the text. He replies to my text. He goes, yeah, man, I ain't into that kind of stuff. And then I look at the text, and apparently the spell check decided to change lock into lick.
that's really great.
Hey, man, I'm a lick in the office all day so I can get some work done. He goes, yeah, dude, I just ain't into that. I'm
guessing he gave you a pretty wide berth after that at work.
So, hey, man, again, I appreciate what you guys
right
do.
Right on, dude.
Always making my day, man. Love
That's
you guys.
That's awesome. Thanks,
Thank
man.
You.
Thank you for
that.
Calling. 818-955-KLOS.
Text that you sent while drunk.
Not very many songs where they are clearing their throat through most of it.
That is true.
Good old Weezer.
Yep. 95.5 KLOS, Southern California's rock station. Kevin and Sluggo in the afternoon talking about drunk texts.
You know, I'm wondering if the new editing and deleting feature is helping. I've edited several texts that I've sent. I haven't emergency deleted one yet. Shouldn't have sent that. But
I don't think I am in... When I'm drunk texting...
Right.
I'm not really fixing that.
Right.
I don't really...
You have tried in a weird way. The one that Kat just retweeted, you can go see that right now.
I did try it twice to ask her where she was.
That's beautiful.
Both are bad.
It is at Kat Corbett. You got to go look at him, or at Kevin Reiner.
Yeah.
The Kevin Reiner.
We are talking about drug text. KLOS, hello.
I was dating this girl. We had broken up, and I went to a party with another girl, and the second girl grabbed my phone, took a Snapchat, and sent it to all my Snapchat contacts.
Oh, that's not cool. What the hell is she doing?
Which was the ex-girlfriend, the mom, the sister,
sure.
the brother.
Sure.
Wow.
It was, yeah.
The lawyer, the
parole officer,
great grandma,
Aunt Bertha.
Yeah, exactly.
Oh, she is just straight up asking for trouble on that. She's like, oh, I wonder how this guy will react to this.
Yeah, I know, right?
Well, this is a dick move.
Well, I'm not going to say my name because it's going to...
Oh, we all know. I got the text too, man. We all got it.
Yeah, right?
Right on, dude. Thank you for calling.
KLOS, hello.
Hi.
Hi, we're talking about drunk texts.
Yeah, hi. So I needed to put a deposit down on an RV for Burning Man, and my friend... has a friend with an RV, and so I was drunk and I texted him, hey, I will give you a $2,000 to put towards the deposit, or a picture of my, you know what, I said it was the P word, completely forgot, did not even, I woke up, you know, what happened last night, and my friend who has a crush on this guy is like, do you remember telling this guy that you'd give him a picture of your hoo-ha in exchange for making... And deposit for an RV, and I was like, oh my god, like so embarrassed. So didn't remember. Now he's saying saying he wants pictures of everybody's hoo-has in his RV at Burning Man.
I mean, that's sort of what Burning Man's about.
Yeah, so that's fair. That makes sense.
That makes sense. Thank you for calling.
Yeah, we're looking forward to the pictures, by the way.
Yeah.
Right on. Thank you for calling.
KLOS.
Stereo.
Yeah.
Hey.
Yeah. Hey, I haven't been drunk in 15 years, though, bro, but I got one of them.
All right.
Spill it.
Sit on my face.
That's what you sent to somebody?
Yeah.
Who'd you send it to?
Years ago, my old girlfriend.
And you meant to send it to
your mom?
No, I don't understand.
What?
No,
you're drunk now, aren't you? Good for you.
Spread the news.
Woo!
Spread the news.
Right on, man. Thanks for calling.
818-955-KLOS.
Drunk texts. We got time for one more call on drunk text KLOS. Hello.
My brother-in-law called in sick. He was actually going to go golfing with my other brother-in-law.
Right.
And instead of texting his brother, hey, what time is tea time and where are we golfing at, he texts his boss.
Oh, no.
That is unfortunate.
That's no good. So did he get fired?
Oh, he got fired immediately.
Oh. And was he drunk at the time?
He was actually high.
That'll do her.
Hilarious.
That'll do her.
That will do it.
Hey, boy, good. Get out and hit some balls.
Give me five.
Pills in a row. Hits in a row.
Songs.
In a row.
Just songs.
Oh, songs. Yeah. Oh, I see. Mm-hmm. Well, hell's bells.
We do play a lot of requests.
Yeah.
There are a lot of radio stations that say they take requests, but they mostly don't.
Yeah, they stick to just exactly what fits.
But we do play some weird stuff from time to time.
You got some pretty crazy requests here. I don't know about this.
People are catching on. So,
that, yeah.
So the theme is back.
The word back in the title.
Brian and San Pedro, Back to the Hotel, In Too Deep.
Oh, nope. I love that song.
Nope.
Oh, man.
Hobby, Back song. That Ass Up by Juvenile. Nope. Frankenstein, Back in Baby's Arms. Patsy Cline. Nope.
Oh, Patsy Cline. I know Bean would be excited.
Sydney,
about that.
I Want You Back. Jackson 5 or NSYNC. You two decide.
NSYNC. Wow.
Kirk and Murray, Walk Right Back.
Listen, Angie, baby.
We would like to play music that matches the radio station.
At least a little bit.
Sure.
Mean, you know, especially on Fridays, though. We'll do whatever on Fridays. You know what? Maybe we'll play all of those on Fridays.
Nope.
Come on.
Nope.
Well, we did hear from Byron Nelson and Blended Emotions for Back in the title. They suggested this one from Jefferson Starship, Find Your Way Back, and NSYNC up next on KLOS.
Hi, it's Give Me Five.
Songs with Back in the title.
Yes. What's that?
Give Me Five. Songs with Back in the title.
I bet the Sir Mix-a-Lot threw you off.
Yeah, Sir Mix-a-Lot. I know that.
Yeah, all right.
Baby's Got Back.
Right. Right, we just played that. We're not going to play it again.
It already happened.
We're not going to play it again.
Yeah. Okay, good.
Definitely not going to play it again.
Okay, good.
Absolutely not going to play it again.
It's Give Me Five, Songs with Back in the title.
And now that was suggested by Debbie McDaniel. And then this one is also suggested by Debbie McDaniel. She's taking over the countdown all of a
she
sudden.
Is.
So, the bitch is back! Elton John, KLOS. Thank you, Debbie.
KLOS, hello.
Hello, how about Back in Black for the back, what you guys got going?
Give Me Five, songs with Back
yeah,
in the title.
Yeah, Give Me Five, sorry, uh-huh. I forget. Hey, big fan of you guys. I listen all the time. I'm an Uber driver. I got you guys on all day long.
Nice, thank you. Awesome, man.
Thanks very much.
Yeah, thanks for having us on. Every time someone gets in the car and goes, what the hell is that crap?
Yeah, I tell them it's KLOS. I love it, man.
Maybe we just can't count.
What do you mean?
Five.
Oh, you know, you're right.
Very possible.
We got another one. We got to play this other one. So it's Give Me Six or Seven today, whatever. You know, we've done this for a year now.
Have we?
Yeah, Give Me Fives. Yeah, we've only repeated one theme ever. How crazy is that? Sometimes we played six or seven, but
sure.
Yeah.
Sometimes you've done it for 3 days in a row. The same
yeah, that's
title.
True. But yeah, kind of weird.
We have one more?
Yes, one more. And coming up later this hour,
your chance to play the KLOS name game. It is up to
$11,000.
People are dumb when you're a dumb dumb. Kevin and Sluggo, they ought to know.
One of Texas's 10 most wanted fugitives busted in Los Angeles after posting his location on Instagram Live.
Hey, cops! I'm right here!
This is where I am. A teenager suspected of killing who was named one of Texas's 10 most wanted fugitives, was caught in Los Angeles on Tuesday after posting on a live video on social media.
Well, see, there's your problem. Now, they say that social media is bad for the teenagers.
Bad for everybody.
You go up to Montana, and they've outlawed the TikTok, and that's, you know, what it's all about.
There. Christopher Ricardo Gonzalez, 18 years old, was wanted by Dallas police on suspicion of murder, and he was doing an Instagram Live and posted his location.
Well, that's good of him.
And they said, like, thank you.
Yeah, we'll come get you.
We will now arrest you. Thank you for being dumb. 95.5 KLOS, Southern California's rock station. It's Kevin and Sluggo in the afternoon. In time for What We Learned, brought to you by your Southern California Toyota dealer. They make it easy. Police officers in Florida were called to relocate an alligator on the beach and found out that it was just an excellent sand alligator. Somebody just made one out of sand.
And they approached it very carefully, and then it started crumbling when they tried to grab it.
Billy Joe Armstrong from Green Day was in London in a pub, and a Green Day cover band came on stage, and he jumped up on stage and joined them.
And that was bloody awesome. The video is incredible. That was a damn cool, good time.
You can find that at Kevin and Sluggo on Twitter. And your next chance to play the KLOS name game is tomorrow morning with Heidi and Frank at 8 a.m.
And I am off to pet the kitty, the wonderful kitty of Oz.
Enjoy. See you tomorrow. Peace out. Rock.
Yeah. Maybe he's just going off a list of what's in rock songs. I know that bugs you that he says drum.
Well, he says guitars, yeah. And then he says drums.
And neither one happened.
Neither. They don't play a guitar or drums.
Yeah. But so, I'm thinking maybe he's just listing stuff that's in
possible.
Songs.
That's possible. I just think it's a missed opportunity.
We should talk to Joe about that.
Name game. Play now.
$10,000.
Yeah, baby.
$10,600.
What?
818-955-KLOS. We will take caller 13. You can play the KLOS name game. Good luck.
Mayo won someone $1,800. Benji the Hunted, $19,000.
That's because no one's ever heard of that.
I know. That was one of the most worst movies ever filmed. And Uma Thurman brought in $5,400. But now this cat is worth $10,600.
Who is this?
Hi, this is Kent.
Greetings, Kent.
Kent, you are caller 13.
Oh, my God, golly, Miss Molly.
We are looking for a cat breed with a two-word name.
And I got to tell you, the last couple of guesses were domestic long hair and American polydactyl.
I can't read that. I don't know.
I don't know. So that's what Sandy came up with for Marcy. But
so for $10,600 and tickets to all 3 days of the Power Trip concert.
Kent, what do you think it is?
What's your guess?
I think that Kevin and Sluggo are the best.
Yeah! Woo!
I think that's true as well.
You win a penny for that.
What is it? I have one.
Okay.
Persian blue
is
that's
your
my
guess.
Favorite strain of weed. Oh, but it's not the right cat.
I'm sorry, it's incorrect.
Well, you guys are still the best.
Thank you.
All right, man. We like your attitude, sir. So it'll be worth $10,800
before 5 o'clock. We have your chance to win $10,800 and tickets for all 3 days of Power Trip.
Go see these guys, Metallica.
We'll take caller 13 right now, 818-955-KLOS. You can play the KLOS name game.
Good luck. Hey, we want to send someone out to see them and AC/DC and Tool and all the rest. The 3-day Power Trip Festival. It's one of the things you win if you win this game.
That wacky name game.
What the hell? Ladies and gentlemen.
KLOS,
who is this?
Hi, this is Linda.
Linda, you are caller 13.
You're kidding me.
I would never lie to you. Especially about $10,800.
It is the KLOS name game. Yeah, you have a shot at $10,800 and tickets to all 3 days of Power Trip. We are looking for a cat breed with a two-word name.
Have you heard some of the recent guesses, Linda?
Yeah, I've heard many of them.
Yeah, so like the last one, Kent said Persian blue, and Chris said domestic long hair, and those were wrong. Linda, for $10,800, what do you think it is?
I'm going to go with Colorpoint Persian.
Colorpoint Persian.
Is?
Yes.
Not correct.
You always screw with us, Kevin. You make us wait.
Thank you for trying.
Yeah, sorry, Linda.
Thank you anyway. That's okay. I'll call again.
All right. Right on. Next hour, it'll be worth $11,000.
Are you saying I'm old? Oh, sorry. We're talking about studio. You just said I'm old.
Yes.
Really, really old.
Uh-huh.
Yes. That's true. The name game. Is getting old.
If you would like to win $11,000 and tickets to all 3 days of the Power Trip concert, we'll take caller 13, 818-955-KLOS. Good luck. The name
game, $11,000. Dang. Crazy.
KLOS, who's this?
Lance.
Lance, you're a caller 13.
Oh, nice.
You get to play the KLOS name game, which is up to $11,000, along with tickets to the Power Trip concert, all 3 days.
Which of those bands are going to be there would you most want to see?
I want to see Metallica.
Metallica. It'd be bloody amazing.
We are looking for a cat breed with a two-word name.
And Lance, let me tell you, the last couple of guesses were Color Point Persian and Persian Blue. So those weren't right. Lance, what do you think it is?
You know, I'm going to kind of go off on a tangent here. I'm going to go Ojos Azules.
Wow, excuse me?
I'm sorry, I didn't understand either word.
No.
Ojos Azules.
Can you spell it?
Are you doing? Is that Spanish?
Yeah, it's O-J-O-S. A-Z-U-L-E-S.
I like going off on a tangent, though. That's good. Yeah. You're just screwing with us now. Well, sorry, Lance, but be ready to play again tomorrow morning with Heidi and Frank at 8 a.m.
It'll be worth $11,200.
Brandon, thanks for having us on at H&M Body Shop. If you're in one right now in H&M Body Shop and they're playing KLOS, you have Brandon to thank for that. And if you're listening at work, hit us up 955KLOS.com/work and let us know. Peter, Paul, and Mary and Joan Baez and Bob Dylan all took part in the very first Monterey Folk Festival on this day in rock in 1963. It was 4 years later when Jimi Hendrix and The Who turned. It took the FBI 2 full years to decide that Louie Louie by the Kingsmen was not obscene. And that investigation, very important investigation, wrapped after 2 years, on this day in rock, in 1965. The very day Elton John released Captain Fantastic and the Brown Dirt Cowboy, it went platinum. The very first time that it ever happened on the day of release, on this day in rock, in 1975.